Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
China's economic growth is slowing, and President Trump is taking credit with his tariffs. Bloomberg reporter Damian Sassauer is joining us live. Damian, thanks for being here. Are the president's tariffs having that big an impact?
You know, it's difficult to say whether or not it's the it's trade. I mean, certainly it's having an impact. But just looking at the data overnight, I mean, that GDP print, Michael, was fully baked in. So I don't really think the markets are reacting so much to that as they are to the more high frequency activity data, retail sales and industrial production, both of which printed much better than expectations. But within the data, what it tells us is that much of the retail sales uptick had to do with inventory, basically depletion on auto sales, which is just, I mean, the auto market in China has just been devastated for the better part of the last 2 years running. And on the IP side, what this speaks to, for me anyway, is an extension of last week's total social financing numbers, which basically point to increased infrastructure investment, property investment, that's all being fueled by fiscal stimulus on the ground inside of China.
So there are a lot of factors there. Give us the numbers, Damian. How much has China's economy slowed?
So it fell 6.2% in the second quarter, down from 6.4%. And what we're looking for full year 2019, Michael, is growth of 6.1%. Now, that still falls within the 6 to 6.5% full year growth band that the economy is targeting. But, I mean, if you just look forward to 2020, I mean, we're looking for growth to decline to 5.8% year over year. And when you're talking about an economy such as the size of China, it's a pretty big number.
Yeah. But that number is probably, what, twice the growth rate here in the U.S. right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it depends on where. I mean, there was just a print this morning saying that U.S. GDP may be understated by a full point. But, yeah, we're talking 2.5% to 3% growth here in the U.S., and that's declining as well, right? So, yeah, I mean, if you can find 6% growth pretty much anywhere on the globe, you'd be pretty happy with that, I imagine.
You'd give your left arm for that, yeah. All in perspective, of course. So President Trump now says China wants to make a trade deal with the U.S. with its economy, with its economic growth slowing. What are the prospects at this point for a deal with China?
Oh, you know, Michael, it's hard to say. I mean, look, I mean, between tweets, right? But I mean, from our perspective, I think this is going to be a long drawn out process. I mean, for me, it comes down to enforcement, and you know, any sort of body that, you know, be it the U.S. or China, that's going to oversee whether or not people are adhering to any terms of trade. It's got to be an independent third party, and that third party's got to be agreed by both sides, both the U.S. and China, and I'm hard-pressed to find any jurisdiction that meets that criteria. You know, it's going to be a lot of back and forth, a lot of give and take, but, you know, if you just look out over the long term, we expect there to be a persistent drag on global growth because it just looks like the bilateral relations between China and the U.S. are deteriorating that much more quickly.
Bloomberg's Damian Sassauer. Damian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.